Alaska-based researchers are part of a group of marine scientists from around the globe gathered in London this week. They're sharing results from a decade-long survey of sea life compiled by 2,700 scientists. It's one of the largest scientific collaborations ever conducted. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has been involved in several components of the worldwide project. Oceanography professor Russ Hofcroft is one of three UAF researchers who led an Arctic Ocean Diversity Project. Hofcroft says it started with sorting through over a century's worth of marine life discoveries.
The big problem is a lot of the information has been fragmented and unavailable for us to do anything that would be considered easy to synthesize. So we had a pretty good idea in an overall sense of kind of what was there, but no central places where we could go and find it all organized. And one of the big things that has happened with the Census of Marine Life and our Arctic project is the effort to try and create complete lists of names of the animals that occur in the different habitats and in the oceans in general.
The Arctic Marine Database consists of 250,000 species. It includes previously identified life as well as new discoveries from recent years' fieldwork in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas and the Canadian Basin. Hofcroft says the UAF team identified 71 previously unknown life forms.
I think all of us found something new or surprising. Rolf Gradinger and Bodil Bloom found a small, effectively sea anemone that lived in the sea ice. This was an unknown habitat for it to exist. And they actually ended up naming it after their daughter. I and colleagues who work on zooplankton found actually probably a dozen or more new species, one of which has been described formally, several of which are in the process of being described.
Hofcroft says technology, like remotely operated submarines, have enabled new discoveries. He says climate change makes this a pivotal time for creating a database for Arctic marine life against which future surveys can be compared. He says while the first 10-year phase of the Marine Life Survey has come to a close, the survey could continue depending on available funding. Another UAF-led component of the project looked at marine life in nearshore environments.